Oh, that, I was wondering, I get to that, apparently.
What you trying? What you saying, you had before?
No, not like that, not, I don't promise and all that, no.
But you, but is this, you think you still got the bug in there?
I don't know, they'll check that.
But you're not in fever, are you?
No.
All right, it's not something to be concerned about. So fever, many times it's just as bad, but I think that at least you have an infection. That is serious, the fever thing is, they can wipe on the heart.
Yeah.
And that I would stick around the damn place. Well, it was long day yesterday. I was just thinking, I started to speak last night at 5:12.
Did you hear me in,
I had some of them here tonight.
Did they have a big crowd too?
They had a very big crowd, yeah, out there. And they had a, their crowds, frankly, I'm not sure. The Illinois crowd's a much more enthusiastic crowd than New York is too difficult.
Well, New York is always different, but they made a lot more money in New York.
Oh, I know, theirs is a bigger dinner. See, Illinois had been sucked dry by Ogilvy. He had a big dinner for himself. Percy.
He did that too.
Ogilvy did. He is a clod. He is a clod, it's a mistake.
And he thinks he, you know, he really thinks he'll be president someday.
Ogilvy. He's lucky to be governor.
Yes, he is.
Probably gonna win.
Thank you.
Probably is, we're trying to call, so it may make him more than drag this down like trying. He's not perfect, that I know. But on the other hand, he has got about as much balls and charisma. Nothing, you know, he just doesn't have that old.
He just has no personality, none at all.
You think of, I was thinking of something, you might work on that story. I think the people who speak in this world's dinners, a lot of that is for me.
Okay, yes. Mike told me that Julie did a great job there.
Julie?
Uh-huh.
What'd she do? She got an enormous play in her visit to Illinois. The Illinois State Journal, Springfield, gave her a huge, a front page story, a full second page, and another half page. And they said, Julie smiles, wins everybody's hearts.
Yeah.
She was a smash hit.
Oh, they did.
And she was up there doing Elmer's thing, and the artists all said she didn't read the message.
Elmer told her she was just absolutely marvelous. Just fantastic. And Mark said she came in there last night and
Mark went to the dinner here.
Well, a very tall manager, and he had a couple tickets, and I told him that I didn't think I better go, and he had so he gave them to Mark himself. And Mary could actually be here too, and Bunny invited me to New York, and Don invited me to Chicago.
Well, yeah, Bunny was nice too. He could have been down here. No, I guess he didn't. It wasn't Bunny. Bob Avenal. You know, invited Dee Dee to come up, you know, which was a nice thing, you know, just because he was on the
working like a dog. He is someone who worked hard in that dinner. Because to get $850,000, and he has more checks than today, out of New York.
He was the most successful financial of all. My money did. I did spend, you know, he wanted so much for me to sit at each table, I couldn't do that. I never been to Chicago.
No,
but I think going through the hall was better than they shook hands with some of the people who weren't sitting too.
Yeah.
Everybody gets 500's worth of
people. Right.
But he covered most
he
of
the people. He thought you did a magnificent job.
That's good. I'm glad, because I wanted to say so, and I tried not to rush it. Got Chicago. What is the, I don't know, is that I need to see, not now, you know, prepared something.
Oh, well, we'll have something prepared for this. There's no problem. I'm just going to get one ready. Because a lot of people are there.
Yeah. Well, I think, Rose, it is something that... And I think maybe we ought to have a... I don't know how you could do it, but could we send a certificate of appreciation to the dinner chairman in those cases?
Well, let me tell you that we have already got a letter from you to the dinner chairman and the woman that was the chairman in each case, plus they're going to send them that with a picture in a frame, in some kind of folder.
The speakers would include both Mitchell and Reagan. You know, Reagan, they said, was extremely good.
Different.
And I don't want to go down and say to Sergeant Massachusetts, who's a jackass.
What about to Rocky?
Oh, yes, yes, he was very warm. Your remarks were more than generous. Your references to me were much more than deserved. But I needless to say, I'm almost grateful.
I can tell him,
it's a refreshing to meet him back. Here's a clean guy, you know,
yeah.
Plays some clean movies, goes to church, got four lovely daughters.
There are still quite a few people in the world, you just don't see them very often. Someone suggested, I disagree with the suggestion, but that he sent a letter to Avril Hammer on a day in Berkeley. He said, I wasn't sending rain water.
I like the suggestion. Wasn't
I don't know. I know who called. Now, they gave me another thing. I'll find
out. Well, how can I possibly? That's been sound totally insincere and political.
Totally. Because in the first place, we're going to go to China. Then and saying you were overlooking Moscow, you know, the Russians, and then the next thing he screams about all that. You know, he's totally dead. Did you have a chance to talk with Steve Brown?
Yeah.
He was here for that dinner.
Well, I didn't talk to him, but he came through the line and said, so glad to see you, our friend from Canada, and introduced me that way.
He came to see you, Senator.
But I was very gracious to him, you know what I mean? You know, I was in that happened proceeding.
I know.
That's all he ever was.
I know.
And afterwards, I was really getting caught with an Indian or some other Indian person. But I didn't say,
She said one of those Republican women.
San Diego. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. And she said that a friend of hers, who is a very good, dear friend, and somebody she believes in, has a husband who's a POW.
Oh.
And in a recent letter, they think he was just trying to get word to you that you're doing all right. Because he said, and there's nobody they know like this, he said, I want my very, very best to go to Uncle Dick and Aunt Patty. I certainly admire the work he is doing. So, what they felt he was doing was he was afraid to get through what he said to you.
Yeah.
Can we have him at the next dinner? There'll be another dinner.
There'll be another dinner, sure. Very nice.
It's all right, you don't mind it. I just think it looks a little bit eager to invite in November and then again in December.
Good. We'll find out when we reach, have it then. All right, I'll have it. Whatever option. All those. Sue last year was a vending clerk.
Yeah, she's still consultant. I knew she was gonna be there last month.
She looked very nice. I barely had a chance though, and then I'm sitting at the table saying it because Bob opens his monologue and I couldn't.
Oh, you couldn't talk.
And talk. You know what I mean? He notices.
Did you hear, were you there for the part where Bob Hope told them that he was gonna, you know, he's gonna leave and go to Chicago as you were on, and then as soon as he got through in Chicago, he was gonna fly right back to New York. Were you there at that point? He was gonna fly right back to New York for Lindsay's
bar.
Because he's changed everything, so he changed. I think that's why.
Bob's got the guts to stand up in this thing. He doesn't much about their sponsors, you know. Hard to lose.
The big sponsor right now is the Chrysler.
The Democrats, of course, they do it all the time. You know, they're kicking us. I mean, after he's famous stars, who's that man?
Some of them are so bad. I don't listen to them.
Totally against us. But you just say they can pick their sponsors.
Bob Hope, I can't, doesn't have to worry about money anymore, so.
Oh.
Patty Boone is still popular, and I think he really truthfully feels that he now should, and it can, and it should do something for his country, when he
really. Buddy Hope pleased your mother's hand.
Buddy was very pleased.
Sort of awkward, they didn't have any dinner yet.
Well, it's awkward when you keep doing it that way.
And our delegates, when they sat down and had dinner.
But he thought it was great, and you know, I'm sure that probably if you'd gone in a New York dinner as late as Chicago, when you get more enthusiasm, I think people first walk in and sit down, and they're not as...
Boy.
Well, he thought everybody was thrilled with it.
Or raw town of New York. New York is terribly sophisticated.
It wouldn't, no one would want to be seen plotting louder than somebody.